Take your Bibles with us tonight. Turn to the book of Jonah, if you would. The first chapter there. Hallelujah. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate His goodness to us. Thank God for the privilege allowing us to be here. And appreciate Pastor John and Brother Smith and Brother Shelton, the other pastors that come together, amen, to have these youth services. It's a blessing to know, amen, that there's still a group, amen, in South Texas holding up a banner, a standard, amen, just a wonderful banner, amen. It's beautiful to see the Persinger young men back there, amen, the brothers back there with us, and amen, each and every one of you. If I could name you all, I would, but we thank God for you tonight, for Brother and Sister Stolte and their family, and Sister Ruth, and Brother Calvin, and all those that have come, and amen, the faithful Country Tabernacle, amen, Pastor Eddie and Brenda Smith, and amen, appreciate Brother Frank and his wife, they're back there somewhere, amen, Brother Javier, and amen, we'd like to just thank God for you tonight, appreciate you being here, appreciate the presence of the Lord and His goodness tonight, amen. How many of you love Him tonight? Amen, glory to God, I love Him, don't you? Let's begin reading there, verse number one, first chapter in the book of Jonah. Amen. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Hallelujah. I want you to look down, if you would, verse number 10, if we could. It says, then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Down, if you would, one more time, verse number 13. Nevertheless, the men rode hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Amen. Would you help us pray tonight? Let's thank God for His word tonight. Thank you, Lord. If you stretch out a hand towards heaven, and let's just call upon Him if we could together tonight. Bless you, Lord. We love you. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity that we have to call upon you tonight. What great grace and mercy we've sung about. We've worshiped, we've magnified you tonight, Lord, knowing that you're faithful, Lord, to save, to redeem, to set free tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of grace tonight, a God of mercy that looks out upon your children tonight, reaching out to those that you would draw unto yourself. We've come hungry for your spirit, hungry for the things of God, hungry for your word tonight. Oh, Lord, feed us from that blessed manna from your table tonight. We ask you to help us as we minister, to minister the word of God that would be help and strength not only to our young people, but to our brothers and sisters that have gathered here tonight, and we'll give you the praise and the glory for it. And we all said amen, amen, and amen. Now, before you sit down, grab somebody by the hand and tell them how much you love them. in Jesus tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is everybody happy tonight? Amen. Happy. Happy in Jesus. Oh, what joy comes. Amen. When we come to know the Lord, what great, great, great joy He gives to us. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. My wife and I, it's a privilege for us to be here, like I said earlier, and we ask your prayers for us. Amen. We'll be around the area for about a week or so, and then we'll be heading back north. And so we ask your prayers for us. Keep us in your prayers. And Brother John, we appreciate y'all listening to the broadcast and those that do when you can, Brother Smith. And amen. We appreciate it because it just helps us to know there's somebody out there listening. Amen. Also, brother, we just appreciate your prayers. Amen. Every time you hear it, that you'll pray that the Lord will help us to reach a lost soul. Amen. For the kingdom of God. I'd like to preach to you tonight. Amen. A real familiar passage. I'm sure we've read many times about Jonah. Amen. What a great call was laid upon his life. And I'm going to title this maybe just a little bit different. Amen. But what I'm going to title this is Drowning in the Sorrow of Disobedience. Drowning in the Sorrow of Disobedience. And I thought of that word disobedience because, you know, if there's one thing that I believe we battle with on a daily basis, whether young or old, we certainly constantly are faced with the temptation to disobey the commandment of God. Whether it's His commandments that He gives to us through His holy word, or whether it may be something of which maybe the Lord has spoken to our hearts on an individual basis. I heard our brother testify tonight of how the Lord spoke to him and said, you haven't done what I told you to do. And that we find ourselves very often in those places because in the natural, in the fleshly mind, it's always easier to yield, amen, to the natural side rather than to the spiritual. It's always easier to yield to the carnal tendencies rather than to the Spirit of God and to what He's prompting us to do. Well, Jonah, the man of God, was no different. Amen. We see in his life that he was used in different instances over in the book of 2 Kings. It talks of Jonah, of how he prophesied in the days of Joash and some of the other kings there. Amen. He was used in a mighty way of God. But this one particular instance, I don't know what happened in the life of Jonah at this time. But Brother John, for some reason, when the call of God came to him and he began to call upon him to go to that great city, Nineveh, for some reason this time Jonah felt like he didn't want to do what God told him to do. And so the act of disobedience began, amen, to manifest itself, I'll say, in his life. And I looked up the word disobedience, and it's a neglect or of a refusal to obey, a breach of duty prescribed by authority. You know, a lot of times, especially as young people, we feel like, well, mom and dad, they always want us to obey and they always want us to be good kids and do the right things and be obedient to what they tell us to do. And most of the time, that's what we usually think about. But I'd like to take you just a little higher, if I could, tonight, brother and sister. Let's just look up a little bit more to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Tonight, there is a call of God that has been placed upon my life and upon yours. Nineveh was a great city. It compassed over 48 miles, and there were thousands of souls there. But the wickedness of that city had reached up unto heaven. Amen. It even compared to Sodom and Gomorrah and some of those other places until the God spoke unto his man, Brother John, that he wanted to send forth to preach the truth unto that people, that Brother Sam, they might turn from their wickedness and commit their hearts back unto God. Tonight, brother and sister, how many would lift a hand and say, I know I'm called of God tonight. I know I'm called of God tonight. I know He has called me. I know He's chosen me. I know He has appointed me. Amen. There's a work that I've got to do. I may not know exactly what the will of God is for my life, but I certainly am searching, Brother Marcus, to find that will of God in my life because I want Him to use me in this last and this evil day. Amen. Well, Jonah was a man, I'm sure, after God's own heart, desired the will of God. God in his life, desired the things of God in his life, but for some reason this time, brother, he chose to flee from the presence of the Lord rather than running to that glorious presence that was calling him. Amen. Tonight, brother and sister, I have felt his presence in this house. How about you? Amen. I have felt the Holy Ghost and the anointing of his Spirit abiding in this house tonight. And I don't know about you tonight, but I want to run to that presence and I want to say, oh God, here I am. Would you help me tonight with what I need in my soul? Would you help me tonight with what I need in my spirit? Amen. I came for encouragement. I came for a touch. I came for, amen, that blessing of God upon my life one more time. I know a lot of times we say, oh, we shouldn't just ask for the blessings, but aren't the blessings wonderful? Isn't it wonderful when we could come into his house, amen, and feel something, amen, moving in this house? He's a God that moves upon the hearts and the lives of his people. Well, this time the call had been given to Jonah, and God commanded him to go to Nineveh. And sure, it wasn't going to be an easy journey. It was not going to be an easy task. Amen. Brother Nathaniel testified about preaching on the streets. That's not an easy task. Amen. But to answer the call, if there's just one soul, brother, if there's just one soul, sister, that is saved by that wonderful grace of God, it's worth it all tonight. Would you lift a hand with me and let's thank God tonight that he's still in the saving business. He knows how to redeem. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to break the bonds of sin. He knows how to set folks free. He knows how to turn lives around. He's still a potter, Brother Javier, that knows how to mold the clay and take all the rough places and all those wrong places and begin to straighten things out to make a vessel of honor. Jonah heard the call of God, but this time he chose to flee for some reason. Amen. Fled the call of God. And as he did, he went down, amen, to find a ship that was going complete opposite of the direction that God had called him to go. Amen. Don't you realize tonight that how many times when he calls me and you, it would be so easy to yield to the natural, to yield to the fleshly, that would like for me, brother, to go the other direction. But Brother Eddie, he went down and he paid for his fare. Amen. He paid for his fare because he wanted to get as far away from the presence of God as he could get. Amen. Because he did not want to do that at this time. For some reason in his heart, in his mind, maybe he couldn't catch the vision. Maybe he didn't understand. But oh God, these are not your people. These are the people of Nineveh, of the Assyrian Empire, a godless people. Why would you want me to go to them to preach? Why would you want me to go to that place? But did you know tonight that there are times he will ask things of me and you that, Brother Ray, I don't understand at times. But if I would just heed the call of God. Oh, glory to God. If I would just heed the call of God. I don't know if you realize how serious this was. Amen. But you know, Jonah, he went so far, even Brother John, that he was willing to pay. He was willing to pay to disobey the Lord. He was willing to put out whatever he had to put out, brother. Amen. Just to disobey the command of God. He went down to the Pharisee and he began to pay. Hallelujah. Help me. He began to pay. Far away from it as I can. Is that enough? Is that enough or is it a little more? A little more. Okay. How much do I have to pay? How much? Is that enough? Sure. I'll give you a little extra just to make sure. Hallelujah. He wanted to get his ticket, Brother Eddie, and he wanted to make sure he had enough to get on board of that ship and that ship, Brother Sam, was not going to leave him. Amen. I want you to think about something for just a moment tonight, brother and sister. How many times is it? Now, just let me talk to you if I could tonight. I feel like we're at home tonight. Something about when we come to South Texas, I feel like we come home to family. Amen. But I like to just talk to you tonight. How many times do I pay to disobey God? How many times do I pull it out and I say, okay, I know how much it costs a lot, but the offering, Brother John, tithes got to be paid and building fund and things, but there's some things I got to do. Pay. He was willing to pay to disobey the command of God. Sister Ruth, he was willing to pay just to get as far away from the presence of God. But Lord, I need that new pickup because I want to go down the road and make sure that the girls see me. I need that new outfit because I want to make sure those young men see me at church next time. Lord, how much do I have to pay? It gets expensive. But I want you to think about something. He told us in Romans 6 and 23. He said, for the wages of sin is death. It's an expensive price for the markets. I don't know, Sister Armstrong, if Jonah realized what he was playing with at this time, Brother John. I don't know that he realized, but you see there's a beautiful side to the story. You know, there's some sad parts because you think, why would he run from the presence of God? Why would he run from the thing that would help him the most? But I've thought of so many times that I've come into the house of God. And I appreciate what Brother Darren said. Sometimes we come with our minds on other things. And sometimes we come a little tired and a little weary. And we might say, oh, it's okay. It's just another youth service. Just another revival. Just another church time. Maybe I'll go to the altar some other time. Amen. And instead of going towards the things of God, I'm pulled the other direction. Instead of sinking myself into the depths of the Spirit of God and what the wonderful things that He has made ready for me and you, brother. Amen. The natural begins to pull me the other direction. Hallelujah. But tonight, I believe that there are some folks in this house tonight, both young and old, that you have come in this house. You've said, I'm hungry for the Spirit of God. I'm hungry for the touch of His presence. I want His will to be accomplished in my life, and I want to carry the message wheresoever God would lead me. Hallelujah. There's a call of God given unto me and you, brother and sister. But the natural man would like to say, oh, Joe, it's okay. Just pay the price. Get on your way. Some other time you can do it. Little did Jonah realize that God was going to send a pursuer after him. Did you know tonight? You know, they talk many times of how we should pursue the Lord. And I believe that we should pursue Him with all that we have. But did you know that tonight He's pursuing me and you? He is pursuing us. He pursues after us. Every time that Bible's open, every time that word is read, every time pastor stands to preach, every time the Sunday school begin, amen, they begin to teach it. Every time the song leader begins to sing, the Spirit of God is pursuing me and He's pursuing you. And He's saying, won't you just come a little closer to me? That little young heart within you, amen, that you feel like at times is unimportant and nobody's paying attention to you. I want you to know tonight, He's after your heart tonight. He's after my heart tonight. He wants my soul. He wants my spirit. He wants my mind. He wants me to commit myself fully unto His goodness, unto His will tonight. I may not always see it. I may not always understand it. It may not always make sense to me. But could somebody lift a hand tonight and say, oh God, I want to be willing. I want to be yielded. I want to be ready to commit myself as the Lord would call me. Help me to submit myself, O God, under Thy will. Jonah thought he'd go to Tarshish, as far away from Nineveh as he could. But little did he realize there was a pursuer coming after him. Tonight I feel that pursuer in this house. And he's coming after me and you, brother and sister. Amen. Could I tell somebody? Could I warn somebody? Amen. Somebody's going to get something from the Lord here tonight. Amen. Somebody's going to receive. There's a young heart. Amen. That's going to receive what you need tonight. There's a brother or sister. You've walked in this door tonight and you've said, I don't know, Lord. I don't know how my prayer can be answered. I don't know how things can be changed. But would you believe Him tonight that He can make the difference in my life and in yours? Amen. If I will just come and submit myself unto His will, the difference can be made. It doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter how difficult, amen, how terrible it may look. God can make a difference. And something about it, when the pursuer comes after you, he makes me to realize, now's the time I've got to cry out. Jonah went down in the bottom of that ship. Brother Sammy left all the others to deal with the storm, left all the others to deal with the storm. You parents, I'd like to talk to you just for a moment. How many times you carry the burden of your children, carry the burden of your sons and your daughters. You're up on top. You're wrestling with the storm. You're wrestling with the storm as it comes along, trying to set the sails, trying to hold the banner, trying to get to your destination, trying to make it home. Amen. And the storm's coming fierce. But oh, and then down below, down in the depths of the boat, amen, the son, daughter, grandchild is sleeping away, not a care, not even worried. If it takes us, it takes us. Not realizing how close Brother Javier they're walking to eternity. Not realizing so close. And yet, so close on the other hand, Brother Smith, to the grace of God. It's reaching out. Oh, glory to God. They went down and they said, why are you sleeping, oh sleeper? Don't you know that we're about to die here? Could you call upon your... They were all calling on their gods, Brother Frank. Calling on their gods. Hoping that maybe one of their gods, Brother John, could save them. But oh, Jonah, the Hebrew, child of the Most High, knew the living God. They told him, call upon your God and see if he'll spare us. Jonah knew what was going on, brother, all along. He knew he had done something wrong. He knew he had disobeyed. He knew he didn't yield to the command. And he knew that he was trying to get as far away as he could because he did not want to answer the call of God. Deep in my heart tonight, I know when he talks to me, I know when pastor preaches, I hear the message. And I know when it hits home, when I open the Word of God and I try to read, find a little comfort, a little strength, but then something's talking to me. And he's saying, Joe, this is what I'm telling you. Why not do what I'm asking you to do? Why not do it? Why not do it? They asked him because they asked him, they said, who are you? Where are you from? Where do you come from? Can I take just a few minutes? I won't hold you long tonight, church. Amen. But they asked him. And Jonah testified to him. He said, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then the men exceedingly, they were afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? Why have you done this? Why have you done this? Why have you done it? Why have you done it? I'm beating myself, hurting myself, destroying myself. Why continue to do? I thought about Saul of Tarsus when the Lord Jesus appeared to him and he told him, he said, Saul, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You're kicking at something that's just destroying you. Oh, could the Holy Ghost talk to somebody in this house here tonight? The call is given. He reaches out. What needs to be done to stop this storm? Jonah told him, you need to cast me overboard. Cast me into the sea. And the sea will become calm and everything will be all right. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to cast Jonah overboard. They didn't want to cast him overboard. But did you know there are times that you need to put your children in the hands of God? And you need to say, Lord, only you can deal with them. Only you can save. Sometimes I've got to look at my mother. I've got to look at my brother, my lost loved one. And I've got to say, Lord, only you can deal with their heart. Only you can make a difference in their soul. They rowed with all they could. Hallelujah. Can I talk to somebody here tonight? Amen. I just feel like somebody here, you're rowing as hard as you can. Amen. To try to help your loved one. You're rowing as hard as you can to try to make it to safety. You're pressing as hard as you can and doing all that you can to maybe try to resolve some situations on your own. But could you give it to God tonight? Could you put it in His hand? Could you trust Him tonight and know that He's still a God that is faithful? Sure, we can't do it by ourselves. Brother and sister, we can't make it happen. But the Spirit of God can. Amen. How many of you know that greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world? He's still a God that knows what to do, and He knows how to do it, and He knows how to make it happen. He knows how to make it happen. I just feel like somebody ought to lift your hand and thank Him tonight that He's faithful, that He's faithful. He's faithful tonight. Glory to God. He's faithful. He's faithful tonight. Lord, I don't want to run. I don't want to flee. They rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not. They could not. When I realized a long time ago, Brother Ray, that God had called me to preach, and after I had a severe car accident, and yes, I was saved, and I was doing my best to live for God, Brother John, but I wasn't obeying the call of God upon my life. And when I fell asleep at the wheel from driving home after an all-night overtime shift, and I fell asleep at the wheel, Brother Ray, God woke me up, and He said, Joe, you're not doing what I told you to do. You're not doing what I told you to do. He woke me up, and I realized I can't escape His divine justice. I can't get away from it. It doesn't matter how far I run, where I go, what church I go to. I can't get away from it. Because when He calls me, I'm never going to be happy until I answer that call. God had prepared a great fish. They took up Jonah, cast him forth in the sea. You know the story. The sea ceased from her raging. The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. I don't know about you tonight, but I don't want Him to have to get a fish ready to swallow me up, brother. I'd rather just obey Him. I'd rather just obey Him. Hallelujah. I don't want it to have to be that rehab place, Brother John, you were talking about. I don't want it to have to be a place to sober me up. I don't want it to have to be a place where they send me off to boarding school to try to control me because I just won't obey. I don't want it to have to be. The Spirit of God no longer tugs at my heart. And I'm missing. Oh, I'm missing. God prepared a fish to swallow up Jonah. But you know what I love about that fish, brother? That's the place, Brother Marcus, that gets me to praying. That's the place. That's the situation that brings me to my knees and makes me realize that He is God. There was something about that fish. Little brother, he realized, this is God that's dealing with me. I'm not running from just anything, and it's not just something I can turn it on and turn it off when I want to. But my life is His, and He is mine, and I must obey Him. Brother Sammy began to call upon God from the belly of that fish. That's the beautiful thing I love about Him tonight. You may be in the worst situation tonight, in the worst place, in a place where you can't find an answer, in a place where you feel like you can't get a prayer through. But oh, if you can lift up your heart one more time and just begin to call upon the name of the Lord and believe that He still knows how to answer, and He knows how to make a difference. He knows how to come down in the midst of the belly of that old whale down at the bottom of the sea. It didn't matter how far down it was. Amen. God was still there. Amen. David said it. He said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I ascend up to the heavens, behold, Thou art there. It doesn't matter where we go. It doesn't matter what we do tonight, church. If we just would submit ourselves unto God, He is faithful to pursue after my heart and after yours and begin to, amen, minister unto our lives. Let us know that there's still hope tonight. There's still hope tonight. I feel like somebody here tonight, maybe you've got a loved one that's in the belly of that whale right now. And you look at them and you think they're drowning in the sorrow of disobedience. And I don't know what is going to get them up from the bottom of that sea. They're drowning in the depths of that sea. But there's still hope. There's still hope. Jonah realized there's hope. I will look unto thy holy temple. And I'll cry unto thee one more time, one more time. Brother John, when I cry unto him, he's a God that's faithful to hear. I'm going to close with this tonight. I remember a time there was a situation and we had an individual that we had been praying for a long time. And it seemed like no matter how much we prayed, it seemed like the circumstance and the situation just got worse, brother. They went further and further away from the Lord. Prayed for him for a long time and just wondered, Lord, what could make the difference? But little did we realize, brother John, that they were in that fish's belly at the bottom of that sea. We didn't know it, brother Ray, but God knew it. And he knew where they were. And he knew what it would take to get their attention, Brother Sam. Finally, one day, something broke in that heart, and they began to cry out to God one more time. You see, he's still a Lord of resurrection that knows how to raise up those dead things that seem like they are hopeless. But he looks to me and you tonight as his children, and he says, won't you just obey me? Won't you just obey me? How many of you young people have had your mom tell you, son, won't you just obey me? Daughter, won't you just listen to me? Had dads tell us, won't you just do what I say? Trying to help us. Trying to direct us. He's talking to me and you tonight. Hallelujah. Would you close your eyes with me? Just right here, right now, let's just close our eyes together. Jonah said, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Oh, thank God, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. Oh, Lord, my God. Jesus was so impressed with the life of Jonah that he testified and used Jonah as the example of his resurrection. He said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, he says, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days. But he arose. He arose again. Oh, Lord, to yield to your call. To yield to that call. When that call is given. I don't want to have to drown in the sorrow of disobedience, because that's all disobedience brings, is sorrow. It brings heartache. It brings torment. And finally, the wages of sin will catch up to me. Oh, Lord, how sad it is. How sad it is. But oh, what rejoicing. What rejoicing when my heart, when my soul fainted within me, Jonah said, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all for me and you. He paid it all. Oh, I just feel like there's a young person here tonight. Brother John said it earlier, God's calling. Preachers, teachers, missionaries, evangelists, pastors' wives, ministers' wives. Oh, he's calling tonight. He's raising up a church. He's raising up a people. Tonight, church, we do not have to drown in sorrow. But we can live and rejoice in him for all eternity. Hallelujah. Would you stand to your feet with me tonight if you would? Just everyone standing. Not going to hold you long, but I'd like to ask you, if you'd step out of your seat tonight, if we just come and just stand here by these altars, if we could, for just a little while, especially our young people, if you'd come, young folks and older adults alike. I'd like for you to just gather tonight and help me. Let's pray tonight. Let's ask for His will tonight. Is there a call of God that has been given upon your life? Has He called you tonight? Maybe you've said, Brother Joe, I just don't know how to answer the call. Sometimes I've paid to go the other direction. Sometimes I've done what I felt like I should do. I've done it my way rather than His way. Oh, tonight I believe He wants us to know that it's only Him. It is only He that can make a difference. Hallelujah. As you're standing tonight, if you just begin to call upon Him, even as Jonah called upon the Lord, out of the midst of that trial, out of the midst of that storm, out of the midst of that valley, oh God, we're going to call upon You tonight. There's a generation of young people that God is raising up for His service, for His will. Hallelujah. Oh, would You let Him raise you up tonight? Lord, I don't want to disobey. I don't want to disobey. I want to heed the call of God. I want to heed the call of God tonight. Hallelujah. I want to do His will tonight. I want to obey His voice tonight. Oh, what He has for me, oh God.